Hello, everyone, and welcome to EDM Talk, sponsored by Griffel Carbon Products. I'm your host, Ken Dworznik. Today, I have the pleasure to speak with Dave Trinkley, president of Griffel Carbon Products, and Jaime Portillo, a vice president of operations and manufacturing at Griffel Carbon Products. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Ken.
Before we start talking about EDM topics, I thought it would be a great opportunity to hear about your stories for both of you in the EDM industry. Dave, can you talk about your background and how you got to Griffel Carbon Products?
I began my career in EDM in 1996, actually selling EDM consumables. In 2000, we actually started a company, Micron Research Corporation, that manufactured fine-grain EDM graphite. Our materials were averaged 15 micron down to 4 micron, so we covered the full gamut of the grades. And in 2011, we had sold that company to GraphTech International, where I was blessed to work for 3 years. And then the opportunity at Griffel came along in 2014, and here we are.
I mean, your road in the EDM industry is a bit different as well. Talk about how you ended up at Griffel.
Well, my case has been a little bit different from Dave's. My has been more in the graphite industry. I started back in 2000. You know, just freshly out of college, coming out of working for GraphTech International in Mexico. I stayed there for 8 years, and then I was blessed with an opportunity to move to U.S. and start working on machining projects for locations around the world. From that point on, you know, I moved to specialties, and then I had the pleasure to start working with all the companies that they were doing or attempting to do EDM grades, and that's how I met Dave. And then, you know, it's been several different areas of the industry, from graphite manufacturing to maintenance to engineering. And then finally, at some point, I was invited by Dave to join this company. And it's been a great journey. We have a great team over here. Most of the people, you know, they've been here with us for a long, long, long time. And they know the ins and outs of the EDM industry. So it's been a great learning opportunity for me, and also bringing the graphite background that I have.
Dave, to start our discussion, to say this has been an interesting time in the last 3 months would be an understatement. Talk about the adversities Griffel Carbon Products has overcome, and also how they have connected with customers.
Yeah, Ken, to say it's been a challenge is putting it mildly, right? When the pandemic began, Griffel is deemed an essential business, especially due to our connections with the aerospace industry. So we worked through the entire pandemic and are still working through the pandemic. And it's been such a change in disinfecting everything and just changing the way that we look at how we interact with our team and how we keep our team safe. And we've been extremely blessed. To my knowledge, I don't believe we've had anybody that works at Griffel with COVID at any of our locations. It's been quite a challenge for our customers as well. And we've done, you know, a lot of different things trying to make the most out of the downtime that we've had with intercompany training. Jaime and his team have done a tremendous job at that, process improvements. We've done a lot more to help educate really not just our customers, but everyone in the EDM industry, teaming up with POCO Graphite on our educational series. The material that we've put out there, Ken, has really stood the test of time. And it's so valuable that we thought it would be good to run it back through the system, especially for the new EDMers that are out there. And we've had quite a really nice following on that and a lot of positive comments.
The feedback has been outstanding. I've heard from many different customers, as well as people that are prospective customers that have been impressed with what we put together. And Dave, kudos to you for putting that together. We appreciate it on behalf of everyone involved in EDM. Jaime, since you've been with the company for the past 3 years, many changes have occurred at Griffel. Talk about the improvements that have been made at the Westchester, Ohio, Ramsey, Minnesota, and Landrum, South Carolina facilities.
First of all, I think one of the things that we recognized pretty early, it was we had a really strong team in the three locations, but the efforts were happening on separate spaces, right? So what we have been trying to do is actually to bring the three teams together. We have multiple conversations every week about what everybody in every location is doing. We put in place an R&D team. It's been instrumental for you know, getting faster turnarounds, you know, reducing lead times, et cetera, et cetera. Whatever lesson is learned in one of the locations, we immediately try to duplicate it on the other two. I think it's been very important that we have been also moving people around so that they can see, you know, what the different areas of the company do. So an operator that started in the grinding department, you know, might end up on milling regardless that he might have been in grinding for 10, 20 years. That's been given us a very fresh perspective of what they can do and what they can achieve. People from South Carolina is visiting Westchester location. The Westchester location visits South Carolina. We do benchmarking. We do audits amongst the three locations. And I think every little change that we make, you know, it doesn't matter if it's just going to bring us a second. You know, we try to implement it regardless on all the locations because every second count, every little change count, every discovery that we do on tooling counts, every discovery that we do in dust collection counts, even on loading and unloading. So it's been a great journey in terms of passing information and coming up with, I think, the best feats and speed that this company has seen in the last 50 years.
Dave, one of the things Grifel Carbon Products talks about with current and prospective customers is providing solutions, piggybacking off of what Jaime just talked about with what you guys have done at the three locations. Can you talk about what that means for customers providing solutions?
Yeah, sure, Ken. I think it's one of, unfortunately, our best kept secrets, but I think we're trying to make it more well known to everybody. But basically, you know, I always laugh because with the experience that we have here at Grifel, it wouldn't take long to put 300 or 400 years of graphite experience, graphite machining experience, graphite application experience, all the way through graphite manufacturing experience into our conference room, right? It would not take long at all. So some of the things on the solution side that we do, we can design an electrode and design an electrode holder, build the electrode holder, absolutely make sure the fit that our customers are looking for and ship it as a whole package. I think that's probably one of the most positive things that can put us into a good position to really help and support all of our customers because we have such extensive knowledge of that and we have it all here and have done it all. I also think, you know, there's a lot of different applications out there for graphite in between Jaime's vast knowledge of graphite, my knowledge of graphite and manufacturing graphite, and his knowledge of manufacturing graphite. There's not a lot that we can't figure out as far as what materials would be best for an application. So if you have a new application, you could literally come and we could talk through that application and talk through the different materials and what would work best for you, design holders, manufacture electrodes or furnace parts and fixtures or anything like that and ship it as a package. I think that's probably, you know, as far as solutions go, I think, Ken, that's probably the best we can offer on a solution. You know, a lot of the benefits that we see our customers taking advantage of is we assign each customer to a specific customer service person, which really, really, really clears the way for customers maybe putting a dot where it wasn't supposed to. And so instead of ordering 10, they order 100 of something. And our customer service team is so good. And because of their knowledge and experience with the customers, a lot of times they'll pick up on that, Ken, and call a customer and say, are you sure? And we've had so many positive comments and so much positive feedback on that. I think that also adds into our solutions.
I mean, this question kind of goes back to a little bit what Dave was just talking about. In the current climate of EDM, it seems like many customers are looking for finished products and materials extremely quickly. How has Grifel been able to be proactive to meet the customer's expedited requests?
We understand that we are in a very unique moment on the industry right now. The way that we see it, you know, we serve several industries and we see that the needs are different. There are sectors that they are booming and there are sectors that they are really a fraction of what they were last year. I think it is important for us to understand which sector are we servicing, right? I think at the end of the day, on the current environment, pretty much all of them are focused on catch preservation. And for that, you know, we want to be perceived as a partner of their recovery, and we're taking the extra mile to adapt to their current needs, right? That could be, in our case, you know, that they need less parts or they need to lower the demand, and that translates to us on a larger amount of setups and a larger amount of changes. So what we have been trying to do is it's actually to keep the workforce very, very busy, trying to keep the workforce engaged, trying to keep the workforce very flexible in terms of, you know, you can be doing grinding today, tomorrow you're going to be doing milling, and tomorrow you're going to be doing EDM wire. And that way, you know, this multi-training facet that Dave was describing, you know, it's been really helping us, right? Because we can move at the same level than the industry is moving, and it has helped us to maintain, you know, very short lead times in most of the parts and in most of the sectors that we serve.
Dave, most people know Griffel for graphite machining and also providing graphite blanks. What are some of the other products that Griffel supplies?
The fixture or tool design and build, we can design a tool and build it in-house complete. I think that is something that is really going well for us at this particular time. We talk about engineering services. You can call and speak directly to one of the engineers that are going to be designing or looking at the part that you send in for us to manufacture. We sell Aroa tooling. We sell 3R tooling. We're looking to launch some new products soon. So please keep an eye on our website for that. But I also think, Ken, one of the things that, you know, are the other offerings from Griffel is coming to the team. We talk about other products. We talk about electrode holders and things like that. But the team here at Griffel is our largest asset. They are absolutely here to serve. And I think that's one of the biggest pieces that we have to offer, Ken, other than just graphite or just machining, is you're getting an entire team of service-related people. Everyone on the floor, everyone in the office, everyone at all locations are here to serve. And I think it's one of the most unique situations I've ever seen. We've been around a lot of teams over our careers, all of us have. And as Jaime alluded to earlier, this is an incredibly fantastic team. I am so proud to be part of that team.
Jaime, sometimes a customer is in need of something a little bit different when it comes to a design of electrode or other engineering needs. Dave kind of hinted on that. Can you get a little bit more specific? What engineering support can Griffel Carbon Products offer to a customer when they call in and really don't have an idea of what they want?
Absolutely, Ken. And I think actually I'm going to go a little bit further with that. We are very fortunate that we have a sales force that understands the ins and outs of the industry, and you are a huge and instrumental part of this, right? And when you talk to customers and you translate their needs into words, it's very simple for us to understand, you know, what is exactly the steps that we need to follow. So it starts with the salespeople. The salespeople identify a need. Sometimes the customer is directly approached to us. And I think there's a couple of components that we look at, right? We look, A, is this an electrode that is easy to manufacture and is easy to, you know, the way that we can reduce costs for our customers. So if in the initial design there's a lot of features that can be changed or swapped, we typically have this kind of discussions with them to tell them, hey, this is a good design. We can probably tweak here, here, and here. And the way that we manufacture it will be much cheaper for your application. The second point, Ken, we also look to maximize the electrode usage. So if this is a redressable part or something that we can regrind or re-mill the tip or whatever, we try to see, you know, is this the right length? Is this the way that your machine features? It's good for the longevity of the part. And in some cases, can we also manage all the redress programs for some companies? So we're always on look for opportunities, you know, on how to maximize the electrode usage for our customers. And finally, what Dave mentioned, right? We do understand, and we have an intimate understanding on the EDM operation because we perform EDM internally in our company. So the engineer that is designing your holder and that is designing your electrode and that is designing the usability of the electrode is not just shooting on the dart, right? They understand the operation. They know the parameters of EDM. They understand how different materials react with EDM in different materials. And as I said before, right, all that combined with the sales force that we have on the ground, you know, that you guys really, really have a great understanding of the application, it really helps to serve our customers well.
Dave, one last question for you. And gentlemen, I really appreciate the time today. If someone is interested in learning more information about Grifel or has a question on anything, how can they contact Grifel Carbon Products?
Well, I would definitely say, Ken, through our website, probably be the number one choice. It'd be the fastest, most efficient way for our customers or any potential customer to reach us. There's a way to email the customer service and sales team on there. There's all the information at each location with phone numbers, addresses, etc. I would say that probably our website would be the number one way to reach out, to learn how to reach out and contact us. Every piece of information that we have regarding contacting Grifel and all the services we offer are on our website. And I would say that'd probably be the number one way to do that.
Dave and Jaime, this has been very educational for all of us. We really appreciate the time. Thank you so much for talking with us today and have a great rest of the week and continue to stay safe.
Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Ken.
You've been listening to EDM Talk, sponsored by Grifel Carbon Products. Previous episodes can be found on the Grifel website at grifel.com or on various podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. Thanks for listening to EDM Talk. Have a great week.